The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
You're listening to Newstalk. It's The Hard Shoulder. I'm Mark Cagney, sitting in for Kieran Cuddihy. Now, people drinking at Grand Canal Dock is now apparently a nightly activity. And we're not talking about a handful of people either. For more on this, we're joined by local resident Bridget Walsh. Good afternoon, Bridget. Thank you for taking time out of your Easter weekend to do this for us. And happy Easter to you. Just to give a little background for people, and they can go to Ringsend Residents and also the Dublin Live website, and they'll see a headline: Fury over large crowds pictured drinking in Dublin despite lockdown restrictions. And you're one of the residents who was furious. And what you did was you went out one night with your camera phone and you filmed what was going on, what you saw. And I watched it earlier on today. And while I'm aware that stuff like this is going on, I hadn't actually seen it for myself, not the way you photographed it or filmed it. And it was quite shocking. It was extraordinary, actually. So tell us what it was like and what it was that you filmed at Grand Canal Dock.
Well, I went down, it was that packed that night. It is always packed now, during the day, night time. And because there's a pandemic on, like any other time, it'd be great, you'd go down and you would join in with them. But then all the pubs are open and the shops are open, and you can use their amenities, their facilities and the toilets. And this is really the reason that we went down on filmed it, because when they're leaving the square, they leave all their rubbish behind, their empty bottles, their broken bottles. They're getting food delivered to them. They're leaving their boxes behind them. They're using the streets as urinals. Not only men, women. What happened that night that I really got mad about was my friend came out our front door, and as she opened the door with her 5-year-old granddaughter beside her, there was a fella going to the toilet up against her hall door.
So did he end up doing his business in her door?
Yeah, on top of her door, yes. Yeah. And that wasn't the first time. The week before that, her husband opened the door and there's two behind up into his face, two young girls squatting down going to the toilet outside his door. And this is going on all the time. I have no problem with people enjoying themselves. I'm a girl that I'd love enjoying herself. But because of the lockdown, there's no toilets open in any of the shops. The pubs are selling their takeaway drinks and their food. I'm not allowing people to go in and use their toilets. They're just using the streets.
It is extraordinary. Just to give people an idea of it, if you were, and they can go on Dublin Live and or is it Ringsend Residents where you posted the video? And
I'm actually from Dublin 2. I'm not from Dublin 4. Yeah. It's the Docklands is Dublin 2. I just posted it on all the residents groups around to let them see what was going on.
So just to give people, just so that people who are listening to us get some sense of what it is they will see. It's like people going to, it's not just a night out, it's like they're going to a gig or a concert. We're not talking about handfuls or dozens, we're talking about hundreds. And in groups of 5, 10, 15, 20. And they look like... Now, by the way, they're not being, you know, they're not being boisterous or fighting.
And none of them was rude to me. None of them was rude to me, I have to say. They let me do what I did.
Yeah, because you walked up to them and filmed them and you asked them questions about where they were from and how would they feel, you know, if they were to bring
their
corona home to
their grandmother.
Yeah. Yeah. And they just kind of smiled at you benignly. But nobody was aggressive. Nobody told you to go and F off or anything like that. There was no aggro.
No aggro at all whatsoever.
But
we have a chimney park down here. I don't know whether you know it or not.
Yeah.
But there's all sand in it. So I have 10 grandchildren. And when they come down to me, we use that facility. I will never use that facility again because it has been used as a human toilet for the past year. I will never use that facility to bring my grandchildren over where they enjoyed getting on the swing and playing.
What struck me was, when I was watching it, was is that, hang on a second, this looks like it was filmed before the lockdown and before the pandemic. Because there was no sense of a lockdown, no sense of social distancing, no sense of we need to behave ourselves differently now because this thing is still in our community and can still be spread so easily. None of that. It was as if lockdown, COVID and the pandemic had not happened at all.
It was like you would be forgiven to think that the lockdown had been lifted. Weekends are worse. Can't say it's not. Weekends are worse.
What's it been like this Easter weekend now?
Well, because it's been totally quiet since that night I took that video.
Oh, really? So the police have actually... The guards have gone...
The police are coming down, yeah. And they've done their job. They've emptied it. It's actually empty now. The very minute it's empty.
But hang on a second, Bridget. They would have been aware this was going on for weeks before you filmed it. Are you saying that since you filmed that and it went up online that they've clamped down? Or, in other words, that they weren't doing their job properly before that?
Well, I don't want to give out about the police because the police have other jobs to do as well. But no, they obviously weren't doing it properly because it's completely empty now since they're here on the air every hour. We had four cars up there that night. They all came, took all their drink off them after I had put that up. And a lot of residents rang in because when I rang in myself, they told me that they had loads of phone calls about it. Mm. So they came down, they took the drink off people and they moved them on. And it hasn't been like that since.
And by the way, where are they getting the drink? I mean, I know they're having the food delivered to them by, you know, the guys on bicycles and all the rest of it. But are there pubs actually selling them out their side doors and windows in the area?
Oh, there is, yes. There's pubs open that selling takeaways. But you know, you must remember the supermarkets down here as well. And they go in and buy carry out.
Okay.
They go in and buy boxes of beer and
One of the things that I noticed, just as you were going through the crowd, and you know, you filmed anything that was moving and everybody, it did seem to me there's an awful lot of young people, students and slightly older, who would work in that what they call, you know, Silicon Dock area. And I would imagine a lot of them are living in apartments, 3, 4, 5 of them in an apartment. They're locked in. They have no place to go. They have no space. So to get out into a nice area like that, even for a couple of hours, I'd imagine they think, well, look, we'll go mad if we don't. Do you have any sympathy for them in that regard?
Of course I have. I've nothing but sympathy for people that's on this lockdown. I mean, the mental health alone that we're going to have when this pandemic is over is just unimaginable. Hmm. Like, the whole thing about me doing that video the other night was about them spreading the pandemic, bringing it home to their families. They weren't bringing it home to me. They're bringing it home to their families, their grandmothers, their mothers, their fathers, people with underlying health problems. But the main thing I was speaking about is our facilities down there. We're not getting to use them anymore. As I said, I'll never use that playground again with my grandchildren. The dirt and filth up on that, you have no idea of the smell of the urine. Like, that's how bad it was. So it's just, that's why I did it.
Well, listen, Bridget, you did a great public service. I mean, you shouldn't have to, and it's awful, you know, that a grandmother with how many grandkids is it, 10 of them, you said?
I have 10 grandchildren, yeah.
Yeah, should have to go out in the middle of the night with her camera phone and do that and put it up before, you know, the kind of restrictions that should have been in place and should have been policed were actually, were followed through on, but you did it and it has had an effect and, you know, God bless you for that and I hope you don't have to go back out with your phone again.
I hope not, and I hope it stays as clean as it is today because it's spotless clean.
Okay.
And it's not the workers that have to, come and clean up after them as well, I feel sorry for.
Well, listen, Bridget, thank you so much for that. Enjoy your Easter and thanks for joining us here on News Talk. That's a local resident from the Grand Canal Dock area. Dublin 2, not Dublin 4, as she was very quick to point out. Bridget Walsh, thank you so much for joining us here.